Hello, everyone. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Happy day before Thanksgiving Eve. Thanksgiving Eve today. All right, come on in. Let's get this party started. It's Ask Me Anything with Coach MJ. So excited to be here. Next week I won't be here though. You'll have the amazing, I believe it's Kathy Hartman. I am going to be on vacation, which is awesome too. So come on in. Good morning, Christy. Everybody, tell me what is your favorite Thanksgiving food, if you have one. Tell me what it is in the chat. Stuffing. Now, you know, dressing. Thank you. We're Southern and Northern dressing. I make the good dressing. Sweet potato. Oh my gosh. Homemade mac and cheese. Very good sausage stuffing. I bet that is good. You know, I do love sausage. I never met a sausage I didn't like. That didn't sound good, did it? But okay. Here we are. We're just among friends. All right. Sorry, ladies. The mushrooms. That's not on my list, but it should be. It should be. You know, I used to make like the sweet potato and whatnot, but now Patti LaBelle makes a sweet potato pie and it sells at the Walmart. It's better than I could ever make. Oh, Thanksgiving margaritas. There you go. You can't go wrong with that. All right. So this is Ask Me Anything. So this is how it works. You ask me anything and then I'll answer it. That's how it works. I know everybody is crazy this week, or a lot of us, not everybody, but no. Okay, Dorina, here we go. At 1 o'clock, so we have a group of people who joined for the Lose 10. They just joined for Lose 10. They're with us for 8 weeks. I mean, of course, they stay longer than that. Hello. But they have a different journey than everybody else. So this is the membership Q&A. The Lose 10 Q&A is in a couple of hours, or at 1 o'clock, 12, in 2 hours. Yeah, I keep math. So, but if you're here, you're okay, if you're in Lose 10. But if I mention some stuff that maybe you might not have access to it on the website and whatnot. But the four basics are the same. We all here are losing weight. And the four basics of weight loss are all the same. But your journey might look a little bit different, and that's okay. Okay. So there you go. But yeah, Kathy Hartman is here in the chat. Hey, Kathy. All right, so go ahead and start asking me your questions, okay? I want to know. Thank you. I'll tell you my lip color. The Michaela Nagiri, whatever, amp it. I bought the amp it. That's it. And I'll, you know, I'm trying to wear contacts, which means I can't fucking see. There's that. This is the toasted marshmallow. Amp it. All right. So start asking your questions. If you have questions about the holidays, if you've got questions about, like, you're worried about, you know, about anything coming up tomorrow or this weekend or whatever, let me know. Yeah, I can't see. And you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all, I found out none of my friends can see either. We're all walking around here blind. I thought it was just me. So I was like, I can't wear contacts because then I can't see. But nobody can see. Everybody's blind. Who's got perfect vision? Like, are you where you're like, everybody's blind. Nobody can see. So anyway, I just decided I like how I look without glasses on. And sometimes I do like glasses, but I'll just be blind. It's okay. How do I spell amp it? AMPIT. Amp it. There it is. I'll hold it up. Amp it. Well, it's backwards. Well, shit fire. Amp it. It's point of view. Amp it. And it is toasted marshmallow. And I got the kit. So I have the lip liner too. Yeah, blind and driving is not good. If I go further than like the Publix, I will put on glasses. Yeah, there's that. Okay. So, how's everybody doing on their Lose 10? because as a membership, we're working on lose 10 until January. I did that. So let me know how you're doing. If you're not losing weight, here's the thing. If you're not losing weight, what should tell me in the chat? Not losing nothing. If you're not losing weight, tell me in the chat what you're supposed to do. What are you supposed to quiz? Thanksgiving quiz. In the chat, if you're not losing weight, what do you do? What do you do? Come on, y'all. Ask coaches or what? If you're not losing weight, use ask coaches or email me. Yep. Elena's already been and asked coaches. If you are not losing weight, yeah, really, Jarena, you can ask in the Facebook group. I'm going to tell you to get a coach on the line, somebody that knows. Go to email me, just reply to any email of it we've ever sent you, or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page, or go to Ask Coaches. Then you can get straight from the horse's mouth. Not that Kathy Hartman is a horse, and neither am I. However, you want to get an expert weighing in on what you're doing. We can help you. We can help you finish, find the root cause of what is going on. If you're not losing weight, you reach out. This is a weight loss group. Do we do other things? Do we help you not kill your husband when you get mad at him? Do we help you be kind and talk to yourself in a nice way? We do. However, you're here to lose weight. If you are not losing weight, let us know. Let us help you. Yes, we're life coaches, but we're also weight loss coaches. So, and if you're not losing weight, guess whose problem it is? Ours, not yours. We either did not explain something well enough. We have not answered your question in a correct way. We have not given you something that you need to be successful. Let us do that for you. It is James Clear. Y'all know I love that book. I told somebody the other day, you don't even need to read Atomic Habits. Just listen to me talk long enough. You'll have the whole Cliff Notes version of it. 99 point, well, not 100% of the time, but it's not your problem. But most of the time, it is a process problem. So when you write in to ask coaches or you email me, I'll ask you, what the fuck you doing? And I'll help you come up with a better process. For a lot of you who are walking through the kitchen, mindlessly eating or stress eating as you walk through the kitchen, they ain't got shit to do with you. That's a habit that you've created. You need a different process. Put it in the pantry, put the food away. That will help you. But a lot of times, you know, it's like so obvious, it's right in your face, but you've always left it sitting out. You've always left that candy sitting there. It's been sitting there for 20 years, that candy bowl, and that's just where it sits. And you don't think, like, well, shoot, I could move. Well, dang. I didn't even think about that. I always tell people, we have all got that heavy ass stand mixer that we never use, or is it just me, or that big old whatever that we bought and we net big crock pot, we don't pull it out very often. Put your snacks behind that thing. Put it up on the shelf just enough so that you have to get a step stool to get it down. Give yourself a chance to make a different decision. Help yourself insert a pause in there to at least have a conversation. Maybe you do eat, that's okay. But at least give yourself a chance to win. Yes. You just need to interrupt. You need to interrupt your pattern. And a lot of times it is just moving something. All right. I'm gonna get to the Q&A. See, Dorina, look at you. I did that whenever she emailed me and I smacked you back into reality. I love that. Yes, I will do that. I'll be real with y'all. All right. And I mean, even Kathy said we can help you figure out. Yeah, just write in. I'm not losing weight. I don't know why. I've had people do that. I can't even tell you how many people have emailed me that. Help me. I literally got an email like a week and a half ago, and it was like, help. That's all it said. I'm like, I am right here. What can I do? Tell me what you're struggling with. Tell me what feels hard right now. You don't need to know what's going on. That's my job. That's Kathy's job. That's the coach's job to help you figure out what's going on. All I need for you to do is stick out your hand and say, I'm lost. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. That's all I need. I'll figure out the rest. Kathy, the coaches, they can figure out the rest. I don't need you to be the expert. I am that. And we are, and we'll help you. All right. You know, I get on that all the time. I get on my horse. Somebody said, Nancy said such a cute shirt. You know where it came from? TikTok shop. I'm addicted to the TikTok shop. Marlene said, I've been tracking when I eat and I'm not hungry. Usually it's around 2 to 3, and my accountability group has given me ideas to set a timer and relax for a few minutes because it's stress eating or because I need a break. What are your suggestions? Any journaling ideas or courses that would help? Here's the thing, Marlene. I want you to learn how to sit. I love that. I love what your accountability group said. You're wanting a break. So really good journal, you know, like Corinne used to have us do this. Like at the time that you typically eat, sit down with a piece of paper instead of a snack. I would, Marlene, if you want to level it up, just sit down with a sheet of paper when you give yourself that break and write down every thought that comes into your head. I should be doing this. I'm never going to get this done if I don't get up right now. I don't deserve to take a break. I have done hardly nothing a day. Whatever you're thinking, those are the thoughts that make it feel hard. That's the ones that we have to work on. Whenever you don't feed it, right? Whenever you don't feed it, all the thoughts that you're like, I don't know what I think, they'll come up. Just get yourself a sheet of paper. And then you can take all those to ask coaches. A lot of times, though, it's just you'll look at them, you'll be like, that ain't even true. Ain't none of that true. Ain't never a bit of that true. And a lot of times it's just uncovering like all those little thoughts that running under there in the back of your mind. It's a great thing to try. Oh, Lisa said, I unexpectedly had to say goodbye to my beloved cat last night. I am so sorry. That's so difficult. Are there any resources for grief on the website? Kathy, do you know where that last grief call you did? And we have a grief call coming up as well. We typically do a grief call every holiday season, but you know, then it lives on the website. So maybe Kathy will be able to help us find that. Yes, the next grief call is 12/11. But I'm so sorry for your loss. It is so difficult to lose our little babies. So, but maybe Kathy can find that call. You might even just be able to type in grief on the website. If you go under coaching, replays, video replays, type in grief, and I bet you it will pull up. Let's see. Tammy, why do the last 5 to 10 pounds feel so hard? I'm within slapping distance of my 144-pound goal. I love that. And the belt tightening required to move the scale seems very diety. Okay, here's the thing. It is probably just that last little bit of emotional eating that you've got to clean up. That's all it is. Number one. Number two, here's the thing. When you have got, this is gonna make me math. I'm not good at math. You know what I mean, Tammy? Y'all all know that about me. If you look at the percentage of weight that you're losing, because a lot of times people are like, oh my God, it's slowing down and whatever. Like, let's just say that you weigh 200 pounds. I don't know. I can't math. I'm trying to think of a number that will make it easy on me, but it's not going to. If you weigh 200 pounds and you lose 2%, I don't know, it's 2 pounds, right? But then you weigh 140 pounds and 2% of that is less than. So a lot of times it feels like it goes slower, but the percentage stays about the same. So that's the first thing to look at. Like it's all about percentage of weight loss. And when you get smaller, the number is smaller, right? The number is smaller. So there's that. And then the other thing is, I want you to look at a really good practice for people who are getting close to maintenance. I want you to look at the last 5 pounds. Here's what I would want to give up. I would need to give up. Because remember, in OBS, we're not creating a goal weight. We're creating a goal life, which is way different. So you're like, okay, here I am. I know that I'm still emotionally eating at this time. I know that I am still like, I don't know, drinking 4 days a week. I don't, whatever it is that you, it is. And then you look at those things, you say, okay, these are the things I would want to give up. I would need to give up to get this 5 pounds off. Number two, do you have a goal range? You know, make sure you've taken the maintenance course and all that kind of stuff, because we suggest setting up, you know, like you ain't gonna stay the same number forever. You got to have some kind of a range. But you want to look at that and ask yourself, what do I need to change in order to lose this 10 pounds, if it's 10 pounds or 5 pounds, whatever it is? Is that something I'm willing to do for the rest of my life? It's a question. Are those changes things that I want to include in my goal life? That is what it comes down to. And make that decision. If it is, then talk about them in a very loving, amazing way. Because it could be, oh my God, I can't believe what I got to give up. I'm gonna have to give up this wine. I'm gonna have to give up this. I do love that chocolate every afternoon. It's like my, I just love it. It's my favorite thing. And now I got to take it away. You got to watch for that. See how you're speaking about it, because that's the other part that's going to make it feel so difficult. Okay. This is Tammy in the question. I'm continuing to lose weight. There you go. But it's really slow. Yeah. What I'm doing now I can do forever. It's just not moving the scale at the same rate. Look and see if it's the same percentage, Tammy. It's gonna slow down. If you typically release 1% of weight every like month, you're probably still releasing 1% of your weight. But the number's gonna be smaller because you don't have as much weight to release. So look at that too and see. And then it's just not, how do I get okay with the current? But you get okay with the current. Like, I am literally not starving myself. I have foods that I love. You know what? This is amazing. This is the greatest thing ever. And I know that I'm doing it in a way I'm never gonna gain it back. I cannot believe how blessed I am to be here. There's that. That's a great way to talk about it. Because right now it's like, it's taking forever. It's so slow. I'm never going to get there. Yes, it feels like walking through mud. Feels like walking through mud. You got to look at all the amazing reasons that you want to keep doing it this way. That's why. That's how you do it. What is the quiz you were talking about? I don't know about a quiz. Did I say something about a quiz, y'all? I don't know what I said about a quiz, Vanessa. I'm sorry. Maybe if you can, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't remember saying anything about a quiz. Okay. A couple comments. What to do? Email you. Okay. Oh, Thanksgiving quiz. Oh, Thanksgiving. Oh, thank you. I said, if you're not losing weight, I'm giving you a Thanksgiving quiz. What do you need to do? And it was email me or go to Ask Coaches. That was the answer to the quiz. It was a Thanksgiving pop quiz here on this fine Thanksgiving Eve. Yes. Okay. Thank y'all. I was like, wait, did I give y'all a test to take? And I just forgot. Thank y'all for keeping me on track today. I know. Look, that was only 10 minutes ago and I done forgot. So if that tells you where I am today, that's craziness. All right. Kathy did leave me a couple comments over here, which is good. I swear every time there's a challenge, I get heavier. Why? What's your thoughts about the challenge? What do you tell yourself? Time to get probably something like time to get serious. I don't want to get behind again. It feels awful. What are you telling yourself? And then I don't feel right going to ask coaches because I know what I'm not doing and I'm not tracking. That's exactly why you come to ask coaches. That's exactly why you email me. 100%. I mean, we got to figure out why you're not doing it. You know what you're not doing, but there's something stopping you from doing it. That's where we come in. That's our superpower. You'll come in and what? You'll give us this long speech about, I know what I'm not doing and I know why it's so hard and I can't figure it out, blah, blah, blah. And then we'll read all of that and then we'll ask you one simple question. That's it. And you'll be like, well, shit, such a good question. And then you'll play along with us back and forth. You'll play along. We interact back and forth till we get to the bottom of it. That's how it works. Whatever is blocking you, that's what we're here for. That's it. That's what we're here for. If you know what to do and you're not doing it, then we want to figure out why you're not doing it. And then there is a let me grab this right quick while I'm here because I have it saved in my bookmarked items because I always make sure I've listened to this so many times. Oh, I got to go to bookmark. Y'all know you can bookmark on the website, right? Y'all aware? Y'all can bookmark and then go back and listen to whatever you want to listen to. Where the hell is it? I gotta find it. Hold on. Please hold while I look for this. Okay, here you go. Here's the I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. There we go. Because it's in my bookmark. That's I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. Go listen to that. Somebody said, how you find a bookmark? You want me to share my screen and show y'all? If y'all don't know how to do it, okay, Kathy, here's what's going to happen. Kathy, Missy is on vacation. Kathy is going to be posting all of your calls for you. So you're going to have to make sure that you upload the shared screen view, Kathy, because there's that. I know. Can y'all see? I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. Screen. Can y'all see that? Bless her heart. All right, so you go to the Kathy, I love you. Kathy's like, bitch, you just day one, you're already messing me up. If Kathy said fuck, she would say it right now. All right, so you go under coaching and call replays. Right here, bookmark. And I have these bookmark ones. So you can literally now you can continue watching. So there's things if you've started to watch something and you quit watching it, you just click on continue watching. This month and no BS. So anything that has to do with like this month and no BS is here. Watch history, you can see what you watched. And then you also have bookmarks. And so you come down here, and if you want it to be in bookmark, you click on this little here doolally, the blue thing, replay bookmark. There you go. And it lives right here. And then you go over to bookmarks and look, there it is. Look at there. And then you can also, it shows anything that you know that you've watched, that little eyeball. And if you listen to this on the podcast, you're like, oh, that's really good. You can come over and just click the eyeball because then it knows that you watched it. But if you watch it on here, it'll turn the eyeball a turn for you too. Look, y'all need to spend some time over here on this here website. There's all kind of shit. Then you can find stuff by topic if you want to do that. Whenever I was telling somebody to do like type in grief, you just go search and you can just type in grief and anything that we've I think I spelled it wrong. IEF. And then there's 20 results that we talked about. We talked about those sorts of things when we talked about grief. So yeah, that's how it works. And then you can even look for like the last 7 days or the last 30 days. Y'all need to come on over here. Come on, hang out on the website a little bit. There's all kind of fun things over there. Audrey, put your questions in the Q&A because there you go. Debbie never knew of bookmarks. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Yeah. Oh yeah, Darlene. You know, I went to visit Darlene at her RV. Me and my husband, we went, we got a tour of her RV. She got an upstairs in her RV. Literally, in an RV, there's stairs, like a whole upstairs. Yeah, I love the bookmarks. They're my favorites because it just gives me a chance to like that one. I know what to do. I'm just not doing it, that Corinne did. I use that all the time and I give it to y'all all the time. And so I just keep it bookmarked and then it's easy to find. All right. Foster. Oh, I love that name. Such a good name. I need help to have a better thought feeling about my birthday coming up. I want to feel happy and excited, but I feel really down about it. I will be 59 and it feels old to me. Okay, so here's the thing. Foster. Well, first of all, with a name like Foster, how do you be sad ever? That's the greatest name ever. There's that. But you're not going to probably go from to super excited. You want to be happy and joyous, and now you're feeling like shit about it. So we have got to scooch over that way. Like little teeny tiny thoughts. So I keep thinking that 59 is old, but there are people that live well into their 100, over 100. Just a little scooch, a little bit of a little bit. Okay. I keep thinking that 59 is old, but I've probably still got a good chunk of time left in my life. A lot of people live longer than this. I am 59, and here are the things that being 59, I have learned. Like start looking at the benefits of being 59. Look at the benefits of you probably don't have any give a fucks left, which is lovely. You know, you've probably curated your friends like you want them. You probably don't have as much bullshit in your life as you did when you were in your 20s. Like, look at all the amazingness that comes from being 59. Look at all the things, like you probably got two nickels to rub together at this point, which is lovely. For a lot of people, it's like you struggle and you pay for your kids and you do all this other stuff, and now you can do a little bit for yourself. Yeah, Cindy says she's no more periods. Look at that. You're probably getting right past the terrible part of menopause and all that other kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, Dorina. Benefit of 59 and a half, you can take money out of your IRA with an extra penalty. Aha! Yep. Dawn's fucks ran out when she was in her 40s. There you go. Those are the kind of things you want to focus on. Just flip it. And it's not gonna feel great at first. We want to feel like crap, and then all of a sudden we're like, but we want to be happy. Well, that's not how it works. You've got to be willing to kind of process and move through to get to that point. And for a lot of us, it's like, I keep telling myself 59 is going to be bad, but what if it's not as bad as I think it is? That's a great, a scooch thought that's going to get you a little bit further. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it won't be as bad as I think it will be. It might not be. So that's a good one too. I don't think about it till my body reminds me. Yes, some people don't have the honor of living to 59. That's true too. I'm loving my 70s. Girl, I would love my 70s. I'm gonna have grandchildren. I'm gonna be traveling all over the place to go see them. I'm not gonna be in an RV because I can't be I have anxiety on the interstate, but I'll be traveling around and I'm gonna love that. It's gonna be lovely. Crystal said, I'm not gonna lie. I'm afraid to weigh as Friday. Is it okay if I skip this week's weigh-in or should I just be brave and face the scale? Well, is it because of Thanksgiving? I do have a couple clients that I work with. I'm having them use their weigh-in day as Thursday because they're doing planned overeats on Thursday. I was like, get up and weigh on Thursday. Let that be your weekly weigh-in. Totally fine. It's not a problem. Especially, y'all gotta remember. You're going to be eating probably more salty foods, more rich foods than you're used to, all those things. And for a lot of us, I'm doing an overeat. I'm going to eat to enough and maybe a couple bites over. That's my plan. I'm planning it. I did not get to be 265 pounds, and at one point I was 290 pounds because on Thanksgiving I decided I wanted to eat what I love one time a year, and I was going to overeat it. That's not how I got there. Had nothing to do with it. It was all the other grab-assing and it, overeating every night at dinner, and just grazing my way through the day, just willy-nilly without a care in the world. So yeah, you can do. You work it like you want to work it, Crystal. This is. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something, and I'm getting off on a tangent because y'all know I get off tangents all the time. That's exactly what we're talking about, Crystal. When we say like, in the past, you've had to like twist and turn and maneuver yourself to fit into some mold that a diet told you they had to fit into, and that's what we don't do here at No BS. You take No BS. We weigh in as a group on Friday, typically. That's what we do. But you're like, Crystal's like, you know what? I don't think that shit's gonna work for me this week. I ain't doing it. I don't want to. And but here's the other thing, Crystal. You got to tell it from a place of power. I'm a daily weigher. Guess what? I'm not gonna do on Friday. I ain't gonna weigh. And you know why? Because I do not. I don't want to do the mind work to feel good about it. I know my scale is gonna be up. I want to go out shopping. I want to enjoy myself. I want to get ready for the Clemson Carolina game on Saturday. I just, you know what? I love myself enough not to, I don't even want to think. I'm just gonna get back after it on Friday. I'm gonna wait, I'm gonna overeat on Thursday. I'm gonna have a planned overeat. And I'm gonna wake up on Friday, and you know what I'm gonna do? Wait for hunger. Drink my water. Get up and fill my water up. That's what I'm gonna do. Wait till I'm hungry. But you're, I'm telling it from a place of not like, oh, it's gonna be so bad, it's gonna be up. Oh Lord, what am I don't do like that. I'm taking control of the situation. I'm taking the power. I could listen, could I get on the scale and do mental gymnastics and have amazing thoughts and create them and journal a little bit? I could, I don't want to. I'm fine. I'm good. But yeah. Just use your Thursday weight. That's what I would do. I would get up Thursday morning and I would weigh. I'd be like, in the books, done. Knowing that on Friday your scale's gonna be up. It's okay. And for all, not for all of us, it won't be up. For some of us, it will be up, and that's okay. Okay. Audrey says, MJ, you always say that if the scale isn't moving, then you're just a few bites over. Do you mean per meal or per day? I've been in the same decade the last 2 years. Okay. Audrey, send me all your data. Number one. But typically, what you've done for a lot of people, what Audrey's talking about is if you're in maintenance, if you're like within 2 or 3 pounds, a lot of times what we hear people say is, but I swear to you, I am eating to enough. I know I am. I promise you I am. A lot of times, what happens is either you've lost some weight and you didn't kind of recalibrate and check in on your enough, or what you think is enough is actually just a few bites over enough. So you're like, every meal I'm stopping at enough, every snack I'm stopping at enough, but every snack or every meal, because you think you're enough, it's a few bites more than it actually is. That's what I'm talking about. That's just enough to keep you in maintenance. Which is why we have like the halftime method. That's why we've got those sorts of things like leaving bites behind so that every so often, because listen, we humans, y'all, we get lazy. We get lazy. I do it too. And every so often, that's why, honestly, I always, my life is a perpetual halftime method, basically. Every night I serve myself half and then make the decision if I want to go back or not. But every so often, I got to do a monk meal, which is like no distractions, no nothing. I have to check in with myself just to make sure I'm getting it, you know, where it's supposed to be. I have to do that every so often. We all kind of do, just to sort of recalibrate. But what you think is enough is probably just a few bites over. So, but if you want to email me your stuff, I'll look at that for you. That's what I'm here for. It's called job security. Plus, I love helping y'all. Y'all know that. My favorite thing. My favorite part of my job. Let's see. let's see. I'm trying to get rid of some of these. Because if I don't, I get confused. I'll keep answering stuff I've already answered. All right. Sandy says, I realize that I need to end a 26-year relationship with someone who calls me her best friend. Oh, I have worked hard to build the life I love. She and I are on two different trajectories. Her life is chaotic, dramatic, and draining. How do I allow that relationship to fade away? Well, I mean, there's several things you can do. You can just not be available. Just don't be available. When she calls you, don't answer. When she texts you, don't answer. When she invites you out, just be busy. I mean, you could do that. Or you could just have a conversation with her. Be like, I love you with all of my heart, which is probably true. But right now we're just in different places. You got a lot going on, whatever. You can do it either way, but you have to decide what's right for you. You have to decide. How do you want to handle it? Karen said, yeah, be honest, ghosting her. That's why I said, just have a conversation. Ghosting may make her more needy and desperate. It's true. That's why I said, just tell her. Just tell her. I had to get rid of a friend one time, but she had texted something hateful. And I called her. She thought she texted somebody else. I was like, I think you sent this to the wrong person. Lord have mercy. It was about what a terrible person I was. I was like, I don't think you meant to send this to me. It was, yeah. Sometimes, that was the same one, Christy. You're not a runner. Same one. Like, I didn't learn my lesson the first time. Yeah. Same person. Knew her since middle school. And this just happened a few years ago. I was in the room when her baby was born. Like, there's that. Karen said, I'm thinking of tomorrow's food as special and want to remind myself they are just foods. Suggestions of a simple post I can stick in eyesight tomorrow. I was thinking I wanted it to be something my family won't say, what the heck does that mean? But maybe being asked to explain my goals would actually help me. Yeah. Right now, goals is an okay reminder, but I like something more direct in my face. Why are you not wanting to think of the foods as special? A lot of them are special. I don't make dressing except at Thanksgiving. It's special. Like, why is it a problem it's special? But overeating it doesn't make it more special. It's not like when I eat my dressing tomorrow. If I eat it way time back bloated, be like, thank God. I'm so glad I overate. Because it wouldn't have been near as good. Special equals get my portion. What does that mean, Karen? What does that mean? What is your portion? You get to decide what your portion is. Yeah, Karen, tell me a little bit more. Tell me a little more, Karen. Special for me, I can consume all I can because I won't get it until next year. Well, first of all, you could get it before next year. I am sure if somebody called me, I'm the dressing maker. So I know I can get it because I can make it. If you called the person, the mac and cheese person, been like, you know what? I have not stopped thinking about your mac and cheese. That is the best stuff I've ever. When are you making it again? Can you make it and I'll come get me up? I'll even buy the stuff. That'd probably make them feel amazing. They would probably be like, oh my God, Karen loves my stuff so much. She's even willing to pay for it, for me to make it. There's that. And then consume all you can. So I want you to just think about what makes the extra special. It's not like you get to carry that taste around with you of the extra bites for a year. What do you really want to get out of the experience with the food? It's not you don't need to, you need to change the definition of what special is, not necessarily think the food isn't special. Because you're gonna have a really hard time with your favorite foods you only get once a year. to change your thought to, well, this is just like every other Thursday. This isn't special at all. You ain't gonna be able to do that because it's a lie. Yeah, Karen says my sister-in-law would teach me to make her stuffing, but then it's not special. Although I have a container in the freezer from last Thanksgiving. Well, then you've just got to call crap on your story. I can have it anytime I want. I even had it in the freezer for a year and didn't even take it out. You don't even want it other times of the year. If you did, you would have eaten it. I keep telling myself it's special. It's special or whatever. Okay, so my post-it note says bullshit. Yes. The truth is, I had it in my freezer for a whole year and didn't even, it wasn't even special enough to thaw out. It is special and I get to enjoy it on this day. And I keep thinking I need to eat more to make it more special, but that's not even true. That's what it needs to say. Bullshit. BS. What it needs to say. Not no BS. That's different. But that, yeah, you got to do that. Yes, Kathy, which is exactly what I was saying. Have the conversation. Kathy said, from the perspective of someone who was dropped, be honest. Don't leave me hanging. Just tell me you need the space. Yes. I'm putting them on a pedestal. I did save six containers of her stuff and just one left. Well, then that's perfect. Because you said it's special because I only get it once a year. You've had it five other times. There you go. Yeah. You're gonna have that. You got plenty. Christy says, hold on a minute, I gotta get rid of these. I'm having a procedure done on my leg in December. I will not be able to work out the same way I normally do for 2 to 4 weeks. Okay. I'm in maintenance and I'm wanting to support myself through this without extra food. I use exercise as a stress relief as well as self-care. My brain is freaking out a little bit. What thoughts can I begin telling myself now to help me through this? I'm drawing a blank or having thoughts that don't really believe, like, it'll all work out fine, no worries. So, first of all, if you love to work out, what are some, like, even if you do like armchair, like in your chair, arm exercises, breathing exercises, like a good one might be for you, a good one for you might be exercise is going to look a little bit different right now, and that's okay. That's okay. One time, I mean, this is like so, yes. And one time, Corinne, this was before I joined. She used to do like these Q&As every single week. And I had gotten some kind of bursitis or something in my hip. And I had been walking and stuff. And I like couldn't do any, I literally couldn't even unload the dishwasher. And I couldn't do anything. I was not even going to work. Like it was terrible. It was awful. And she said, protect that time where you were doing a little something and you still exercise, the time is still protected. So like if you go to a class or whatever you do, still do something at that same time, protect it. And if you can't do something physical, exercise your mind. Listen to a podcast, whatever it is. That's another thing you can try. It will look different, but that makes sense. Yeah. I'm healing myself. I'm taking care of my, this is what taking care of myself looks like right now. So I love that. 3 weeks ago, Melissa says, I had a large increase on the scale. Did you email me, Melissa? That name sounds familiar. I had a large increase on the scale. I have worked on following doable hunger. The scale has went up again for the past 3 weeks. I'm up 7 pounds in a month. Discouraging, but I'm plugging away. I have ended snacking while watching movies, planned my daytime eating. By the way, I had maintained my weight for over a year. It was unintentional maintaining. Still, how all of a sudden does it increase? Okay. Tell me about your eating. Tell me about doable hunger. Because you're like, it's discouraging, but I mean, we can be discouraged, but we also have to figure out what's going on. It's okay to be a little bit discouraged, but there's some overeating somewhere. Tell me where that is. Yeah, Tell me where that is. Annette said that was me, MJ. I get heavier when you give me a challenge. I made banana bread. Well, tell me what you're thinking, Annette. What were you thinking? Like this, this never works out for me. It's going to be so hard. For you, I'm already in maintenance. So what could my goal be if it's not 10 pounds? You know, like what could my goal be? Because I know Annette from Iowa. Oh, girl, you done asked the wrong person. Anonymous says the weather forecast for this weekend isn't looking good for travel. How do I manage my thoughts about the fear of driving in it? You know, I have interstate anxiety, so I'm really not the one to talk to. I have to manage my mind every time I get on the interstate. So, I'm gonna be more aware. I'm gonna pay attention. I can always go slow. I can pull off anytime I need to take a break. If it gets very hairy for me, I'm sure there's a back way I can take. It might take me longer, but that's okay. Those are the thoughts I have for myself. And I have done that. Like I have pulled over and just gone a back way, knowing it was going to take me longer, but I was like, my anxiety was too high to be on the interstate. I'm a surface street girl too. I have terrible, and I found out as part of menopause. So a lot of women get interstate anxiety, driving anxiety during menopause. Isn't that nuts? So anyway, I have heard that. I saw it and I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it. But it's just, you want to hear your thoughts. This is dangerous, whatever it is. And then you have a conversation with them back and forth. I keep saying that, but I'm really safe right now. I'm super safe. I can always pull off if I need to. I can always slow down if I need to. I know how to keep good distance between me and the other cars. I'm making sure I'm focused on what everybody is doing around me. I'm so glad that I am not being distracted right now. I have my focus on the road. So there's that. All right. Audrey. It's not maintenance. I still have 80 pounds to go. I don't remember what your question was. Now I have to go back and look. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Please hold. Audrey. Oh, no. So, what I was talking about, Audrey, you do have 80 pounds to go. So, but what happens is whatever you think your enough is, you're probably eating a few bites over. So, what you've put yourself in probably is unintentional maintenance, right? That, like, I'm just a little bit overeating, so my scale's not moving. It's staying the same. You still have more weight to lose. I understand that. But you've gotten yourself stuck right here because you're probably just eating a few bites over. But send me all your data, girl. I'll look at everything. I'll look at everything. Tori says, I have noticed the past week and a half that my enough is changing. When I think of leaving bites behind, I get antsy. My body is ready for less, but my brain is not. Okay. I was thinking about instead of leaving one bite behind, maybe I could leave two bites behind. Is that a good plan of action? I'm trying to give my brain enough time to catch up with my body. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then look at the thoughts. So, for a lot of times, whenever you're like, oh, I think I've had enough, and your brain's like, oh my God, you're going to get hungry later. You better be careful, blah, blah, blah. You just say, and if I get hungry later, if I'm wrong about this, I can always have a snack. There's always food available. It's that creating safety around, listen to me, Kathy, about having that little bit less food. I'm freaking out right now because I'm probably worried I'm going to get hungry, but the truth is, there's always food available. Always. I can always have a snack. If I'm wrong about this, I can get something to eat. And just give yourself that safety. Yes. Look, Kathy even put mine in quotation marks because it was so good. Yay. I made it in quotes from Kathy. Melissa said, I'm actually not sure. I thought it was the nighttime snacking. Nighttime snacking, Melissa, is not going to get you 7 pounds. Isn't that what you said? 7 pounds? Oh, I redeemed myself from earlier. What'd I do earlier? I don't know what I did earlier. Melissa said, just email me all your data, Melissa. Tell me what's going on and I'll look at it. Oh, shared screen. That's right. See, I told you I can't remember from one thing to the next. I'm still, Annette says, I'm still wanting to get back to my old goal weight, which is lose 10 pounds. Okay. So I want it, but when I think about it, I eat. What is creating the angst around it, Annette? What freaks you out about it? What you would have to level up? I almost said give up. What you would have to level up? Look, write down, Annette, every single thing that you would need to level up in order to lose that 10 pounds. And then what are your thoughts about it? Because that's all it is, right? You know where you need to level up. But whatever, when you think about leveling that thing up, there is some sort of freak out or something going on. And so that's what you want to figure out. Yes, prioritize them. What would give you the biggest impact? Yeah. If I just change one of these things, which one gonna give me the most mileage and doesn't freak me out? Yes. Any other questions? Y'all, we got 9 minutes left. Was I that fast? I was fast. Oh, Michelle's going to two Thanksgivings tomorrow. Two Thanksgivings. I just have the one. Thank the Lord. But I am going to see Wicked tomorrow morning. I know there's a Thursday morning thing. Me and my kids are going. Oh, Uncle Bosef is gonna be at Kathy's house. Yes, his name is Mark. He's gonna be at my house. I just kind of avoid him. So Michelle, what's gonna really help you? You said any suggestions for the two Thanksgivings? I'm gonna tell you, your gold standard is gonna be that velvet rope. That velvet rope. What's gonna get into Club Belly? What is gonna get into Club Belly? Be very. You have to only let VIPs in. I mean, VIPs. The only ones gonna get in. So that's what you're gonna, that's the best thing you can do. Trying white space on a plate. That's my favorite. I do love that. And again, just like we were talking about, like setting yourself up for success, like give yourself the opportunity to pause. We have done hoovered our way through Thanksgiving and gone back for two or three plates, which, listen, same. Hashtag same. And so your brain is like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Yay, it's Thanksgiving. And your brain is like, oh, we know this. Girl, we've been doing this for years. We just shut it off. We're going to do all what we normally do. You got to set yourself up for success. You got to at least give yourself a dog in a fight. You got to at least do the white space, serve yourself a little bit less so that you can possibly like win and leave a little bit of food on the table. Yeah, Amy said she's using her great grandmother's plates and they're definitely smaller. Girl, they are, aren't they? Yes. I was gonna say too, yeah, I've seen Wicked the musical for I've seen it more times than I care to count. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm so excited. But I'm gonna have to miss the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. There's that. But it'd be all right. It'll be all right. And then I wanted to remind everybody while we got a little bit of time, I know we do have a couple coaches now that are not on a, well, they're on a waiting list, but like a week or two. If you're thinking about private coaching and you've got that HSA, the healthcare savings account specifically, we can help you if you've got an FSA too and you got a little bit of fundage left and you're like, oh, I've always wanted to try private coaching. Just let me know. Because we'll get you in. We'll get you in. Let's see. Anonymous said, I'll be alone for Thanksgiving. I'm okay with it, but feel like I want to eat too much food and sweets because that's what people do. That's what Turkey Day is all about. I know it's not, but I still feel that way. Okay. And that's what you're going to have to practice. You're in a group. I'm in a group of women now. No matter who they're with, they don't want to eat too many things. They just don't. I'm gonna learn to be like every other no BS woman wants to. You can be in that Facebook group all day tomorrow, comment and posting about kind of how your day is going. If you want to eat, if you're wanting to do all that kind of stuff, use us. Use that group. There will be other women in there that are not, that don't have that, are going to be alone on Thanksgiving as well. You don't have to be alone. All you have to do is go in there and then be with women who are becoming who you're also wanting to become. Somebody who does not overeat their way through Thanksgiving. And whether you're with people or you're not with people, that's not what it's about. Because whether you're with somebody or you're not with somebody, there's so much we can be thankful for. That's really what the day is about. The day is about looking around and counting our blessings. That's what it's about. It's not about dressing. It's not about pecan pie. It's not about deviled eggs. It's just not. It's about being grateful and being thankful for what we all have. So, Mary says the parade will be rebroadcast at 2. Yay. Oh, yeah. Annette said, talk to the Canadian no BS women. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the Canadians, they already had their Thanksgiving. They done. They done. Melissa said, can I request a specific, can, yes, you can request a specific coach. So if you want to do private coaching, you email me. You can email me, or you just go ahead and sign up and fill out the form. If you request somebody who's got a long, long wait list, I'll email you and I'll work with you and be like, listen, you can 100% wait on that person, but based on what you've said, I think you might work well with this other person and their wait list is not as long. You're more than happy to wait or whatever it is. I'll work with you though. I am your private coaching concierge. I help you every step along the way. I help you find your right person. I'm trying to get motivated to work out in the morning, but I keep turning off my alarm. I have a very demanding job and two boys that are heavily involved in sports. I'm always on the move. I know if I don't get up in the morning, it just won't happen. I don't know how to just get up and do it. I know I always feel better when I'm exercising. So you're going to have to baby step into it like I did. First, I just laid out my clothes at night and I got dressed. That was it. You got to set the bar so low that your brain is like, oh God, I don't want to get up. I don't want to listen. You ain't got to go do nothing. Just get up and put your clothes on. And then you baby step into it. Get up and put your clothes on. And before I get my coffee, I'm going to walk around the living room for 5 minutes. You level up just like we do everything else. So there's that. So you got to baby, because what happens is it's like, I am going to exercise. I'm going to go to Orange Theory and I'm going to run 5 miles a day while I'm there and I'm going to lift weights and it's 20 minutes across town. So now I got to get up an hour and a half early. No, your brain is like, bitch, please. Hell no. Nah. This bed feels good. I ain't doing that. But if you're laying there and you're like, your brain is like, I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up. And you have to say, look, you ain't got to do nothing. Today, for today, can you just get up and put your clothes on? Your brain's like, well, I want coffee anyway. There's that. It's easier to talk yourself into it. Yeah. So you, a lot of that's what a lot of times we talk about. Like, if it doable means you do it. There's that. If you are continually. I don't know. If you are consistently, I'll use that word. If you're consistently not doing it, it's probably not doable. And we need to, I was talking to somebody, we did like a little group program for people who won Drop It Like It's Hot in July. And I was like, you need to level down. Fuck leveling up. Because she was trying to like, eat the elephant all at one time instead of one bite at a time. And I'm like, you got to level down. You have these, audacious goals and we can get there, but you got to go one bite at a time. Level down your expectations. So that's what you want to do. You want to, sometimes you're like, and I'm never going to overeat and I'm going to do all that kind of stuff and blah, blah, blah. Girl, level it down, level it down, level it down. All right. Y'all have a great day. I'll be around tomorrow. You know, I'm going to see Wicked and I got to cook and whatnot and everything, but super excited about the upcoming holiday. Like I said, I think it is Kathy. Aren't you gonna be here next week, Kathy? I'm gonna be in the Bahamas. And I'm be in the Bahamas. I'm going to Eleuthera in the Bahamas, but one time on an accident, I said urethra. And now, if you know that's part of your urinary tract, and now everybody is calling it urethra. There's that. So, yeah. Oh, Christy, your friend lives there. Oh my God. I have never even heard of it. I have never even heard of it. I'm very excited. I rented a car today. I was telling my husband I called, and he was like, yeah, you get it. He said, it's a small airport. You know, he has his accent. He's from the Bahamas. He said, it's a small airport. And he said, you're going to come out, you're going to go through customs, and you're going to do all this and that and the other thing. Then you're going to come out, you're going to walk out, and you're going to go to the right. He was like, never mind. My name is Steve. I'll be standing right there. It's small. You won't miss me. I was like, all right, Steve. Oh, gosh. So I'm going to have a good time. So, but Kathy, the amazing Kathy Hartman, will be here with y'all. So let me know if you need anything at all. I'm around y'all, and Kathy and them are gonna Lizzie are gonna help me with my emails while I'm gone. That's no excuse for you not to email me if you need help. You got help. We're gonna, I have got y'all covered. I got your back. Okay. You let me know if y'all need anything. I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.